Thank you, Kim. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And almost every first Tuesday of almost every month, we have Mike.
You want to commit. Well, let's just say it right here.
Yeah, all right. Right here.
We're afraid of commitment.
Every first Tuesday.
Okay, that's fair.
Our monthly friend comes by. His name is Mike McNamara, the co-founder and executive director of the Midwest Independent Film Festival. Without you, some of these films would never be seen.
Very true. Thanks so much for having us on. And, you know, our fest is solely dedicated to films that are made in the Midwest. We're the only fest in the country where a film isn't even eligible for our fest unless it's made here. So, and this is our 13th year. So we've
You're doing something right, Mike.
We hope we're doing something right. It's grassroots, but, you know, we're solely dedicated to this filmmaking community, and there's just so many great films that are being made now. It's just on such an upswing over the last few years, and we're thrilled tonight. We have the premiere of this incredible basketball doc. If you love those 30 for 30 docs on ESPN, you will absolutely love this film. And it actually all takes place in New York City. So we were kind of like, oh, okay, well, this has nothing to do with the Midwest. Well, it turns out the filmmaker is 100% Minnesota. And he's actually sitting here right next to me. His name's Ben May, and he's the director of The Legend of Sweet Pea, which makes its premiere tonight.
Ben, as Mike just said, it's a sports documentary, but then again, it isn't a sports documentary. It's the story behind the story that makes The Legend of Sweet Pea so interesting.
Yeah, that's right. It's you know, the story of Lloyd Daniels, who is one of the most talented basketball prodigies to come out of New York City. And it's really about his very dramatic life. And when we made the film, it was, you know, it was about the rise and fall and rise again of a superstar athlete. But once we started filming, it really became more about a very charismatic, flawed, but very lovable figure.
Now, give us a little history of Lloyd Daniels. From my understanding, he was a playground legend.
Yeah, that's right. He was he grew up in the worst neighborhoods of Queens and Brooklyn. And he really made his name on the playground in the 1980s in New York, when playground legends were kind of a part of the basketball culture at that time.
So people who are hearing this are saying to themselves, well, how would I not know this name if he's such a renowned basketball player? Highly recruited in high school, right? He was a tall kid.
Yeah, he was 6'8". He was considered to be the next Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
And he was the top recruit in the nation in 1987, and then he went to Las Vegas. Jerry Tarkanian's UNLV recruited him there, which was the number one program in the country at that time. And then before Lloyd played a single game, he was busted in a crack house.
Yeah.
And that arrest and subsequent investigation into Lloyd's recruitment, where he was basically allowed to matriculate into UNLV without graduating from high school, ultimately led to the downfall of UNLV program as it was with the Jerry Tarkanian era.
Now, was crack a huge problem back then? Because what was this, the 80s you said?
It was the late 80s. It was right around the time, and there's a line in the movie when Lloyd says, that's when the new drug crack came out. And so he was really a part of that first wave that experienced that effect on the inner cities.
And this is the story of what happens to him, and I don't want to give any spoilers or anything, but
but you can say, I mean, even as low as he is there with his college career being destroyed, he does make it into the NBA, and we'll tell the listeners that today, because then we can let you know he does make it on to the San Antonio Spurs. And you do in this film, you hear from David Robinson, Hall of Famer, you hear from Avery Johnson about how things went, for better or for worse, on the Spurs. So it's pretty incredible.
You know, adding to that, you know, we also have the last interview of Jerry Tarkanian when he was alive. But, you know, Lloyd went lower than that. Lloyd actually got shot multiple times in front of his grandmother's house before he resurrected himself to go to the NBA. So it really is a unparalleled story of falling low and then resurrecting himself.
Let's stress a part of what you just said. He didn't just get shot. He got shot multiple times.
Yeah, he got shot four times in the chest in front of his grandmother's house, actually. Wow. Just minding his own business, of course.
Wow. Yeah, sure. Of course.
Do we find out where Sweet Pea Lloyd Daniels is today?
Yeah, the film, and this is what I was saying earlier, this, you know, his story is incredible, but what we really found in filming Lloyd is that he really is an incredible person, a cinematic presence, and so the film really became about him in the present day as we tell the story of his past.
There have been some very moving documentaries, as I'm sure you're aware, about the game of basketball. Did you go back and watch any of them prior to this, or was it best to just start with a clean slate and not know what had preceded this film.
Yeah, I mean, of course, everyone's aware of, you know, the Chicago legendary film Hoop Dreams. Yeah. That's sort of the standard that everything is compared to. And yeah. That is an amazing movie.
And also Arthur Agee from Hoop Dreams is going to stop by tonight.
Oh,
to
how about that?
Fantastic. That'll be an honor to see those guys from Kurtempkin Films.
There's also a documentary about LeBron James' high school team. The name of it's escaping me, but it's about they filmed LeBron James and his high school team before anybody knew what LeBron James would be, and that's an interesting movie to watch too.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and that's you know, one thing that's sort of separate, that it's interesting you bring that up, because in Lloyd's era, you know, there was no one filming these young players, and yeah. So when you have someone of extraordinary ability, there was no footage of them at that time,
right?
And so that's what sort of made them sort of legendary figures, and sort of differentiates this story from some of the, you know, stories where everything is being filmed and shot. Yeah. You know, so yeah.
That's called More Than a Game.
Oh,
from
yeah.
2008.
It's so good. It's so really good. So did you go back and watch those and get tips, or did you say, no, it's best to not know? I just want to give my own version of this story and not know what preceded it.
Yeah, I think it's really important to go back and look at the canon of films, yeah. to both know what was already done and like how your story might be a little bit different. And I think that what separates the Lloyd story from these other ones is not only the sort of the drama of how far he went down and how much he resurrected himself, but also the sort of the charisma, the humanness that's sort of displayed on screen,
right,
when you see Lloyd.
Ben, does he have that realization, like I think most of us would have, where you say to yourself, boy, if I had just done things a little bit differently, I would have been a very rich man and a household name and a legend. But does he understand that that's what drugs did? It took it all away from him?
That's a great question, because that's really the climax of the film, is when you finally see this, like, the armor drop away from Lloyd, because the whole time he's just like, nah, it was great. You know, I had a great NBA career. You know, that's what life is. You know, you're up and you're down, and, you know, he gives you all these lines. But ultimately, you see, you know, deep, you know, behind the armor that he set up for himself, he is deeply troubled by the fact that he didn't achieve this potential that
sure.
everyone.
And we're not telling you anything else.
All right,
left.
I won't ask.
Nothing else.
I won't ask more.
That's right at the line. He's towing. We've got Ben towing the line here. That's it. Now you have to come out tonight, 6 p.m. Landmark Century Center Cinema. Tickets are as cheap as $10. $10. That's, you probably spent more than that at Starbucks or hopefully a local coffee house.
You're right.
This morning. You should buy locally. All right, so be there, Landmark Century Center at 6 p.m. Stop asking him to give away the end of the film.
Do the
film
boy and the
bill.
Girl fall in love at the end? They must, right? The boy and the girl fall
and
in
they
love.
All get shot right
oh,
in front
on.
Of the ground.
No, all right, no. Something interesting that came up off the air. Benjamin May in the studio with us, director of The Legend of Sweet Pea, which, by the way, the website for this film is The Legend of Sweet Pea. SweePea.com, SweePea.com. Mm-hmm. You were saying, you know, you do look at some of the movies that came before yours and want to find out how your story is different. Your story is different because this is your very first film.
This is my first film. I was really prompted to do it from my wife, Anne Marie Lawless, who's a producer on the film. It was such a great basketball story, and there was all these 30 for 30s coming out that my wife was just like, you know, Ben, you should make this story. I was kind of obsessed with the story, which you have to be when you make a film, because it's really a labor of love. And we just met Lloyd, and we started filming it from there. We met a great team, the producer Dan Levin, who's going to be here tonight.
Yeah, he's on a plane right now.
Him and his father did Chicagoland, the CNN series.
That was wonderful.
Yeah, it was a great series. Him and his father, Mark Levin. And editor Giovanni Outran. So we really met a great team of young filmmakers. And I think the fact that we were able to establish trust with Lloyd went a long way towards being able to make this first feature.
Did you know the story? There was a book that was written about him years ago. Is that how you knew the story?
Yeah, that's how I was introduced to the story. A book called Sweet Pea and Other Playground Legends by John Valenti and Ron DeClario. And both those two guys are in the film. And that was my kind of the blueprint originally for... sort of finding the main characters, you know, for the documentary, and then it kind of took off from there. But that was the book that made Lloyd notorious, and that, of course, ends after he was shot. Mm-hmm. And this film goes on to talk about his whole life.
It looks fascinating. We just saw the trailer, but really, it looks remarkable. As much as or as little as you'd like to get in, what is your day job? Because I find this intriguing.
So I work as a radiologist in St. Paul.
Isn't this just bizarre? A no, radiologist who decides to make a really awesome documentary.
Most filmmakers also dabble in radiology. They do, don't they?
Right, exactly.
I think they do.
It's a little unusual.
What did you think
that's
of the best?
That's actually a decent job. That's why I'm shocked. Usually, it's much worse than that.
Well, it made running a Kickstarter a little bit easier.
Right. So,
you know, what did you think of the best radiology award at the Academy Awards last week? Did you think that it should have gone to La La Land?
Someone should make a film about neuroradiologists. I'm sure that would be a laugh.
That's your
riot.
Next one.
Yeah.
All right, a quick break, and then more with Mike McNamara and Ben May from the Midwest Independent Film Fest. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN. It's Bill Leff, and it's Wendy Snyder, along with our friend Mike McNamara from the Midwest Independent Film Festival. He has brought along Ben May. Ben has done his first film, a documentary called The Legend of Sweepy. It's making its Chicago premiere tonight, March the 7th, first Tuesdays with the Midwest Independent Film Festival. You want to go to thelegendofsweepy.com or midwestfilm.com, and all the information is there.
Mm-hmm, absolutely, and we've still got a few tickets left for tonight. It is going to be a capacity crowd. It is going to be sold out, but I would say you've got about an hour or so before it fills out. We've got about 10, 20 tickets left.
But after working on this film for what I'm guessing was years, you finally complete it. It's the first film you've ever done. What's that like, that experience to just sit and watch the completed product? Is that the thrill of a lifetime for you?
Yeah, it's really been amazing. Making a film is an adventure in itself, and I really loved every step of the way. But seeing it actually being shown on the big screen and going to festivals and having people appreciate it and get introduced to the story, yeah, it's unlike any other thing. It's a fantastic thing, and I can see why people, when they make one film, they definitely want to make another one. Yeah. You know?
It's kind of like your first tattoo. Once you get one, you want another one.
Wouldn't know what that's like.
Although a grander scale.
Right.
So the Q&A obviously happening tonight.
What was your first tattoo?
A hibiscus flower on my ankle.
Oh, that's very tame.
Yeah, it represents our honeymoon. That's what I told my husband anyway.
mine is I have a tramp stamp of Snap, Crackle, and Pop. I'll show you guys when we're done.
Funny thing is, he's not kidding. So the Q&A session tonight, of course, Ben May, director of The Legend of Sweepy. And once again, who's going to be on hand?
Yeah, so tonight, doors open at 6. So from 6 to 7:30, we have all our pre-show festivities going on. People are socializing and having some beverages and all that kind of stuff. And then in the theater tonight, we're also going to have an investors panel. And this is, we're bringing together 5 people, the full range, people that have never invested in money, have never invested in a film before. Mm-hmm. We're bringing in one gentleman, Derek Lewis. He's a trader right down the street here. He's never invested in a feature before. He's going to be on the panel. Then we're going to have other folks that have invested in 6, 7, 8 films that have gone to Sundance, like Steve Cohen of the Chicago Media Project. Ben's going to be on the panel talking about how he was able to bring in Carmelo Anthony, Colleen Griffin Chappelle, who's going to be on the panel. So pretty much, and also Joe Klest, who has a film called Signature Move, which is about to premiere at South by Southwest. So it's going to be this interplay between people that are investing in films and people that are courting investors, and kind of their back and forth about, you know, what brings them in, what turns them off, and that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Again, don't blow the punchline at the end of the joke, but for the people who are investors, are most of them doing it for monetary reasons? Are they hoping to make money? Are they doing it because they love the art? Is it a combination? What do you think?
It's a great question, and that's really one of the keys to courting an investor, at least in my opinion. You have to know why he or she is investing in the film. And you're going to have both of those on the panel tonight. You have some folks that are investing in a film because they want to make money. They're investing in this the same way they would invest in stocks on the market.
Sure.
Then you have other folks that are investing in the film because they have some money to burn, and they kind of, you know, it looks like fun, and they want to travel to film festivals, and they want to enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
So it's critical to know who you're dealing with there. And we're going to have both of those perspectives tonight. And, you know, then we also have, you know, Ben right here, who was able to bring on, you know, NBA mega all-star Carmelo Anthony onto his film. And he'll be talking about that.
That's my question for you, Ben. I know making this documentary was a labor of love, and it definitely involved labor. But isn't it more difficult to approach someone to have them fund it? That's got to be awkward and uncomfortable.
Indeed. I mean, it's, you know, it'd be best if you could just fund your own movie, and then you take full responsibility for it and ownership, and then there's no one else who has expectations of where it might go. I mean, Carmelo has been fantastic in that regard, and, you know, he grew up and is from Brooklyn, and so I'm sure he knew Lloyd when he was growing up, and so the story resonated with him as an investor. You know, and we also had 422 Kickstarter supporters, and we had a big grant that we got to make the film, and so that we kind of put it together with a bunch of different sources. And I think that's what independent cinema does. That's how independent films are funded. So, but yeah, it's when you bring on investors, you also bring in expectations. It's like any sort of a business venture, you know?
Are you satisfied with the result?
Oh yeah. I love, I really, you know, we edited the film for a very long time. And we finally hit the sweet spot. I think it's a fantastic film. People are going to love it. It's a basketball story, but it's also a story that anyone can really relate to in its humanness. And this is going to be one of the last times you can see it on the big screen. It's the Chicago premiere tonight. And we're going to have a limited release on Vimeo starting on Thursday. And then it'll be rolled out in wider release in the next coming weeks and months.
Ben, we established earlier that once you've completed a film like this, it's your first one, much like a tattoo, you want another one. Are you already working on a second one, or are you going to take a break for a little bit?
No, we have a really good idea. I mean, I don't want to let it out because these are, you know, it's competitive times for topics, but we have a fantastic idea that's based in the upper Midwest. And we're in development right now. I don't want to say too much.
It's the story of Bill Leff.
But it's quite dark.
It's the story of Bill Leff.
That's going to be quite a film.
It'll be a short.
I'm suing Wendy. Just for the record, I'm suing Wendy Snyder.
Ben, congratulations. This is great. Congratulations on your baby.
Yeah, thank you, Bill and Wendy. Thanks for having me on
great.
The show.
Yeah, that's great. Congratulations. Mike, a final pitch?
Yeah, we'll see you guys tonight. The Chicago premiere of The Legend of Sweet Pea. Amazing film. We're going to have our investors panel right before that. It's a great, great night. There's a Q&A with Ben and also the producer, Dan Levin, right after. We have a party after that. So it's really a jam-packed night. First Tuesdays with the Midwest Independent Film Festival. Just go to MidwestFilm.com. There's a few tickets left, and we'll see you tonight.
Excellent. Congrats, guys. A quick break, some news, and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.